send her back. President Trump said today he felt a little badly about that chant last night at his campaign rally. The racist and xenophobic refrain was targeted at Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Omar had the support of London's mayor today and thousands of others who all signed a letter saying, quote, "We are disgusted by Donald Trump's attack on you. His blatant, unashamed racism has appalled people around the world." The paradox of Trump's America is that he does have supporters who are themselves immigrants and people of color. How does this week's ugliness look to them? We asked Art Gallegos Jr., co-founder of the Latinos Conservative Organization in Gainesville, Georgia.
It concerns me, it concerns friends, it concerns pastors, it concerns Latino business owners, Latino community. What both parties are saying, what the president has been saying, what these other congresswomen and the other party, Democratic Party, is establishing, trying to rattle up people to just focus on a certain item, on a certain word, on a certain sentence. It is concerning, but I am a true believer that the Latino base, the Latino Hispanic conservative base, will see the bigger picture.
Regardless of who started the current debate, isn't it the job of the top office holder in the land not to amplify the debate, but to unite people?
We did not elect a person that was in politics. I am not justifying the rhetoric that has been said. All I'm saying is that Congress, politicians, and the president hold a office that should be, number one, with integrity, with respect, and at the same time, to communicate what they're trying to say in a manner that they will not divide this country.
Well, Trump was certainly communicating last night. Let's take in some of the mood at that rally in North Carolina. That's the crowd chanting, "Send her back," in reference to Representative Ilhan Omar. Art Gallegos, your father and mother were born in Mexico and emigrated to San Diego in the 1970s. How does talk about sending people back sit with you?
Of course, it doesn't sit well. I think that I would be not true to myself to say that when somebody says, you know, go back to where you came from, you know, it's not a good feeling, you know, especially when you are not originally from this country.
Has anyone ever said that sort of thing to you?
You know, I've been fortunate not to, but I have experienced discrimination. But again, there's got to be work on both sides. Everyone needs to stop this rhetoric and focus on what we really need to accomplish.
So your job, Art, is to reach out to Latino voters who might lean conservative. President Trump has decided to take on these four lawmakers of color, including one with Latin roots. Has this made your job harder?
It makes my job harder, you know, harder, not impossible, because I have sat down with many folks that are Latino, Hispanics. And you know what? I've seen people that say, you know what? I disagree with what he says. But you know what? I agree with the way the nation is heading and where it's at.
Would you describe your own support for President Trump in 2020 as unconditional, or is there a line when talking about race or sending immigrants back to where they came from that if he crosses it, he loses your backing?
Yes, there is a line. I think we all have that line where people shouldn't cross. He's very close, at least me personally. You know, he's very close.
What is the line that if Donald Trump were to cross it, he would lose your support?
You know, you have to stand up for your rights. You have to stand up for people that are ignorant. I've experienced racism directly. Went back. Why don't you go back to Mexico?
So you have heard that.
And, oh, yes. And we live in a world that people will say things without even thinking. We hear it in our community. We hear it in our schools. We hear it in our workforce. These are things that are not very good to hear, but it is a reality of life.
Art Gallegos Jr., the co-founder of the Latinos Conservative Organization, speaking with us from Gainesville, Georgia. Thanks very much for your time and for your thoughts, Art.
Thank you very much for having me.